So I'm going to talk a few words about the direction and what we're doing this for, and then move to some specific instructions on posture, on dealing with difficulty, and so on. Kama milim al ha-kivun v'ha-matara v'achrei zeh al ha-specifics, al ha-dvarim specific, kamo ha-tnucha. We're moving towards connecting, reconnecting with our genuine experience. Kol ha-retreat zeh likrat yoter behirut, yoter chibur, yoter erut ve'eronut, more wakefulness, more awareness, more connection, ve'lat l'at, going to a place, slowly, of less automatic, less functioning on automatic pilot, pachot tayas automati. And there we take responsibility for what's really happening in our life, and we heal. We can't heal what we don't know. So we take responsibility for what we experience. Va'az yesh efsharut l'ripui, l'shinui, l'hitpatchut, l'tipuach, echuyot. And that's the direction. We just live in a bigger world. The world is just, for us, a much bigger place than inside the box of our function and coping, like I said last night. Behit modudut. We're living in a bigger world. So the Buddha said, where does it all happen? Efo kol ha-tirgul shelanu? B'tocha davar zeh, mipo lepo. V'bemet, that's one of his suttas, one of his old instructions was, where do you look for liberation? Efo limtso et ha-shichrur totali, nirvana. Lo sham, v'lo b'shamayim, v'lo b'atid, v'lo... You look for liberation right here in this 2 meter long body, mind, heart, soul. That's the only place. Otherwise, we're chasing the rainbow all the time, and we never find it. Okay, that was a few words on the approach, on the kivun direction. So I want to go down to, because they're basic. You call it, in English, you call it nuts and bolts. Bragim the omim. Hatanucha, the posture. Even after a long time, we get ourselves a little bit on a wrong habit with the posture. Or we still find it hard. So ani matzia livdok od pam kamo chadash, you know, beginner's mind, and check your posture, hatanucha. There's not an absolute right posture, but there is a balance. Yes, is a izun. And the balance is, in a general way, not too light, not too tight, not too loose. We find a balance where we feel steadiness. Margishim yitzivut, margishim ha-gravitatia moshech otanu lamata ba'ofen tov. Mishlamish kama kariot shetzerichim. Doesn't matter how many. Just put them under the old tusik, under the knees if you need. It's okay. lifting up the tusik is helpful, because then we feel anachnu lo kazeh noflim achora. So it helps us to margish et ha-mshulash po. So use cushions to lift up your spine, your back, your tusik, and let the knees a little bit fall down to the ground. Let us be pulled up a little bit. Kmo latet et ha-mashu TV שמושך אותנו למטה, אבל לא בכוח ולא במתח. So something is a little bit pulling us straight, but it doesn't, without pressure and without work of the muscles. It's more like a kind of, like in Alexander, if anyone has done Alexander technique. So it's very beautiful. Alexander technique is very mindful. So mamash male male in modaut Alexander. But an Alexander teacher will help you give subtle messages to the spine to just go forward and up. Lo kacha kamo pesel, aval, just something natural. Go forward and up. It pulls us up. And then something is pulling us down, the gravity. And between the two, we find steadiness. And both of them, a lot of relaxation, a lot of ninochut, ease in the posture, but just tendencies, nitiyot, tendencies or movements that are very delicate, to feel the gravity holding us and to feel a little bit rising up. And then not too tight, not too loose. Steadiness, balance. And then the body starts to hurt. Ve'az ha'guf matchil lichov. Po v'sham, po v'sham. Ma lasot. Ani choshev she'ze bityuk ha'hizdamnut lavod b'ofen chochma, b'cham, v'b'kindness. Chelik shel ha-tirgul shelanu. So ani matzia, if the body starts to hurt, when, first of all, you don't need to build stories out of it. It's so natural. Hayalanu po kaze morei yoga shenichnasim le-retreatim, or rokdim, but שגוף שלהם כל כך כל כך גמיש, והם יושבים בשקט בשלוש ושעה, ומה זה כאב. It's not, there's no, אין חוקים פה. It's not about physical fitness, זה לא זה. The body, we're asking the body be quiet and sit, and the body reacts. לפעמים יש התנגדות, לפעמים יש דברים שהם, לא, לא, לא. הגוף אומר לא, לא, ומתחיל לכאוב. אני מציע, עובדים עם הכאב קצת, ואני אדבר על זה עוד מעט, אבל כן יודעים את הגבול. אז לעבוד עם האי-נעימות, to work a little bit with something uncomfortable in the body, and then say, מספיק, enough. ואז אפשר לזוז. קודם כל לזוז קצת. See if משהו אפשר, you know, little bit, sometimes, לפעמים ממש כמה מילימטר זה עושה הבדל. And then, if you need to really change the posture seriously, you can go and get a chair. יש הרבה מקומות פה שאפשר לשען על קיר. Places you can sit and lean against a wall. If you need to, it's possible. I don't recommend lying down as a permanent thing. If you need to lie, you can ask one of the teachers, but then the whole retreat turns into a sleeping retreat. So, better not to lie, unless you talk to us. But use a chair if you need, if shalom ishtamesh kise or hakir or like I say, to move lazuz ktzat lo baya. But so allow the body to tell us. Ma'afsher et haguf lagid כואב לי, או קשה לי, או יש מתח, או יש... זה השפה של הגוף. אנחנו רוצים להיות, להקשיב לגוף, לפתוח את הערוץ, to open the channel, to listen, to know what the body is saying. It's okay. It's not a problem if our body hurts. It's an expression. Okay? It's the body's voice. It's not a problem. It's not that we're doing something wrong. Afuch. It's telling us how to work with pain. It's important that we know that. שאנחנו יודעים איך לעבוד עם כאב בחיים שלנו. זה מאוד מאוד חשוב. So the body is helping us. It's teaching us. But as I say, we find the limit. Say, עד כה אני עובד עם הלא נעים של הגוף, אולי הגב כואב, או הכתף, או משהו, הוא מדבר, הוא מספר. אוי, 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 אוי. Help. It's okay. We work with it, עובדים עם זה, ואז הוא אומר, אוקיי, עכשיו אני רוצה לעשות שינוי. It's בסדר. בדיוק כמו שאמרתי אתמול, go to the edge, הולך עד הקצה, או עד הלימיט שלנו, stay there a bit. לשהות שם. רוב היום, הכיוון של היום, the direction of the practice today, we are in still the territory of breath and body, נשימה וגוף, אבל עכשיו אפשר להרחיב, to open the experience of breathing. Where is the breath? How is the breath? Where is it going? איפה זה בגוף? מתחיל כזה להבין את הנשימה, החוויה של נשימות, כסוג של ללוש, to need it, to work with it. It's workable. See what it's doing, see the differences in the breath, see where it's going, see, breath is healing us, breath is filling us. How is that? A kind of open experience of the breath on many levels. Haneshima, gam efshar largish et haneshima maod maod adin, kmo gale energia, o vibratia, shel הנשימות כאילו זורמות כגלים, גלים עדוות בתוך הגוף. So just explore it, open the experience of breathing so it becomes interesting. In a way, it has endless. And it can get very delicate, מאוד מאוד עדין, can get sometimes gas, sometimes this, sometimes that. And notice how every breath is a new experience that's never happened before. Kol neshima ze chadash lagamre, betoch miadiyut, in the moment, this breath is new, fresh, and never has been before. And every breath that we have in our life has gone, doesn't exist. Millions gone, just in the now. So it helps us to come into the now. And to be interested, להיות ממש בעניין, בסקרנות, הרמות יותר עדינות. גם בנשימה, מה באמת קורה? לפעמים אנחנו יכול גם להגיש את הנשימה, we can sometimes feel the breath as a kind of a ground for us, a support for us, a healing for us. The breath may be softening pain in the body. אפשר להרגיש את איך הנשימה, זה לא משהו כזה פסיבי, הנשימה זה משהו alive. So we can feel it, for example, softening לזה. זה עוזר במקומות בגוף שיש. במקומות במיינד, וגם במקומות בלב. So feel that breath is a power. And sometimes we can just feel breath at the belly, הבטן, זה סוג של קרקע, מקרקר אותנו, it settles us down. If we feel a bit chaotic, kazem, or chaos, or disconnected, we can just go to the belly, the breath in the belly. It's a good place. And sometimes it's the strongest place as a balance from the mind. A mind, kazem, mishtage, the mind goes crazy. And we go down to the belly. Mod, mod, basisi, mod, mod. פשוט. נבלי הבטן עולה ויורד עם הנשימות. מאוד מאוד פשוט, מאוד נקי, ומאוד עוזר לנו לריכוז ונוכחות. So, אני רוצה לדבר כמה מילים על באמת הקולות בגוף, the voices in the body that say נעים לי, לא נעים, that are pleasant, unpleasant. Of course we experience it in the body, but we also experience it in the mind. And most of the נעים, לא נעים, we don't notice. The pleasant, unpleasant, we actually don't notice. Mostly we don't notice, and we should notice. This voice that says, oh, I feel like this now. I feel like going there. We don't notice that it's because we don't like where we were. Bali, כמו נכדים ונכדות שלי, כל הזמן אומרים, Bali זה, Bali זה. What is it, this Bali? What does it mean, I want this, I want that? It means you don't want the other. Our whole life is built like that. Bali ze, lo bali ze. We have to open that. This is the time to do it. And a little bit be freer. So, זה בדיוק המקום של לדוגמה קולות מהגוף וכמובן קולות מהמיינד שאומר, אוי, זה לא טוב לי, זה אוי, אני רוצה משהו אחר, אוי, חסר לי משהו, אוי. It's all the voices in the body and the mind that says things should be different. Go there. Be with those voices. Be with those voices. They are not a problem, they are our liberation. Safa Pali Vedana. It's a really good place to see that we do not need to be the slave of those voices. Ha Eved Shalakolota Ele. Guf or mind or lev. So we go to those places with kindness. Zemashe. We go to those places with kindness. Im tuv lev, im inaim tovot, roim et hamakomot ele she'lo naim or ken naim, that are pleasant or unpleasant. Basic kindness, we spoke about this already, is just to be with them. That's already different from what we usually do, the automatic, which is run away from them, fix them, open Netflix, take Akamol, whatever. We usually do everything but not to stay with those voices. Here we're doing something radically different. Completely. Kivun acher legamrei. Welcoming those voices because they're voices of liberation. Why? Kamo dibanu in Purim. We got the Yatzat Girush mi gan Eden biglal tov etz a tov ra nachon. Heitz tov li rali. Biglal ze girush mi gan Eden. Ze lo tzchok. But we need to be. It's very fundamental. So, kindness, listening to those voices, hakshava, v'intuv lev, kodem kol, liot im. Go to. Ma'afsher, allow them. Be interested in them. It's a process. I can read your thoughts right now. You're saying, okay, all of that is fine, but what about my back pain? How can I be interested in my back pain? My back is hurting. What's all this? Nachon. But slowly we learn that. It's not in 1 minute our back is hurting and so on. We don't expect straight away to radical change, but we learn. Lomdim ech liot kodem kol liftoch et hakolot ele liot beinyan ma'afsher, allow them, and then go there with our attention, atzumat lev. How is this pain? What is happening to it? What am I doing? Mani osem ze, mani bonem ze. Ech ze zaz, meifo ze, ech ze achshav, berega ze, berega ze, berega acher. I'll tell you a little story, but I'll say it in English. A few months ago, I was invited by a conference of doctors in Israel who are all specialists in pain. And there was a hall, Ulam, was full of maybe 150 doctors and specialists and mumchim all around the issue of pain. And they invited me as the kind of a Buddhist, a yachid, the lone Buddhist, to come and give another view. All the conference was about new drugs and new medicines and how Teva has a new wonderful medicine for this pain and that pain. And the first thing they said is, what, you don't have PowerPoint presentation for us? I said, no, here's the PowerPoint. I'll be your PowerPoint. But I gave a story of many, many years ago when I was teaching in a college in the north in Akko, Galil Maravi, a group. And there was a woman there that in the middle of a meditation, she started to cry. And at the end of the meditation, we all asked her, why are you crying? She said, I'm crying from joy. Because all my life, I've had terrible pain in my hip, in this area here. And then during meditation, you gave me some suggestions of going to it and looking at it. And I looked at this pain, and it disappeared. It came back, but it vanished. And all of a sudden, I understood that I am not a slave of this pain. I have a power. I could change it. By looking at it, it disappeared, meaning I have more power than I realize. And it affected my whole life because she said, she complained, I'm just a housewife, I'm just serving my family, they treat me as a slave, I'm just a klum, I just have to go to the doctor, take pills, and everyone tells me what to do. Suddenly I see, wow, I have power. So I gave that story to the doctors and said, look, do you empower your patients or disempower them with your treatments? That was the question. Do you empower or you disempower? Treatments are needed. I'm not saying you should throw the pills. Sometimes they're life-saving. But you should know what really is going on here. So by going to Kshanachnu Mifgash Imha Naim Lo Naim, we can find power. We can find empowerment, Ha'atzama. We can find our abilities to work with experience. Sorry, again, Shnei Milim Ba'Anglit, I have to, because I can't resist. It's just such a beautiful poem from William Blake, who said, being a person is we should know that life is made of joy and woe. Woe is pain. If this we really know, we through life will safely go. If joy and woe we know, this is the weaving, through this is the weaving of the clothes of our divine soul, of our neshama, kadosh, kedusha, or eluhut. It's, well, we know this, joy and woe. Joy and oi, we know this. That's our experience. Now we go bigger than that. And it's a spiritual act as well as something empowering us. Shenoten lanu atzama. Don't worry too much, lo tzrich lidog yoter midai al ha-rikuz meditativi. Again, mashe debarnu kodem, ze im anachnu be'inyan, im anachnu karov lechavayot shelanu, im anachnu rotzeh kaze legalot ma kore bem neshima echad, as ba'ofen tivi yeh rikuz meditativi, samadhi. So, like my talk last night and Simi yesterday, it happens by itself. Aval ani rotzeh gam lagish lagid she ma'afsher et ha-retreat lavod. Retreat ze ba'arbe ramot. It happens on many levels, and we let it work. Be there with the practice. Naim lo naim, bali lo bali, doesn't matter. Just be there. Just let the retreat work. Feel the retreat is doing something to us. It's, we're there, we're in it, we're in another vessel. Hakli ze acher. So allow it, ma'af sheret hakli. That means 24-hour practice. So really, you know, it doesn't matter. The meditation in the hall finishes, we go out. But what's changed? Nothing. Aguf. Or aguf sham, or balayla anachnu shochvim, lo mashenek kukachim anachnu uchim lishon or lo. Aval adayin, give ourselves the practice. Be there with what happens. So that then samadhi will grow by itself. Recourse meditativi will happen by itself because we give it, we give the opportunity and izdamnut to kind of 24 hours. But we don't have to be under pressure. Kama samadhi, kama nishimot, kama ni rash barosh, kama lo, zilo mishane kol kach. Just be there. In timiut, because they're 90% of my avodah. Intimiut im aguf, intimiut, intimacy of the body, intimacy with the mind, intimacy with the birds outside. Okay? And the final word, insight. Kvar dibarti bathala vegan beemtza. Insights of, for example, this breath never happened before, is insight into Kosman Rishoniyut, the beginning, the freshness of experience. Every experience is fresh and new. This is something we learn and it helps our whole life. So let go of stuff. Let go, feel your way, just sort of passing like on a river. Just let go. Keep letting go. This breath, okay, that's it. This thought, that's it. Halupim barosh, zehaya. Achshav en. Achshav nishima. Achshav machshava chadasha. So, loops in the mind are just stuff that we hold on to. Keep letting go. Keep dropping. And it means without trying to fix things too much or trying to get it right or, you know. It's just the way it is. This thought is arising. Okay, shalom. This thought is going. Later on. That's it. And so we just let the day roll that way. Let the feet walk. Let the mind talk. Let the body sing its songs. Okay, let's have a few minutes quiet. Sorry.